Out of the Champions League, Pádraig, but not out of Europe yet. Shelburne march on.
No, they're still on the go, really, Gavin. There was probably an air of inevitability about last night's results, a 1-0 defeat away to Carabeg, but the writing was on the wall since their 3-0 defeat at Talca Park the week before. So they are out, Shelburne, of the Champions League qualifiers, but they can drop into the Europa League qualifying, and after that then they can drop into the Conference League qualifying. So it's like a big game of snakes and ladders, really. Tonight the focus switches to the Conference League qualifiers. St. Pat's are 1-0 up ahead of their away leg against Kalju of Estonia, and it looks to be a formality for Shamrock Rovers as they take a 4-0 lead over St. Joseph's Gibraltar into the second leg at Tallaght Stadium. So how are Rovers approaching tonight's game? A question Dave Kelly put to manager Stephen Bradley.
Oh, we've just got to go and win the game. That has to be our approach. That's how we're built, that's how we're made, that's what we try and do. So nothing changes. We've got to forget about last Thursday and just focus on winning the game, and that'll be the end.
Should we be looking at a scenario where League of Ireland clubs reaching the league stage of European competition almost becomes the norm?
Well, that's what we should want. We can't take for granted what this team has done throughout the years. But that should be the aim for every League of Ireland team. We want to keep pushing the boundaries, we want to keep getting better. And in order to do that, you got to try to go deep in Europe. And like I said, we can't take for granted, but it has to be the aim. We have to want to be better in all aspects. And that's definitely our aim this year. Can we go and achieve that again?
That's Stephen Bradley. In the Women's Champions League qualifiers, at Lone Town beat Cardiff City 4-0 to set up a home game next Saturday against Croatian side Agram. 9 Irish players will start for the Lions in Saturday's third and final test against Australia in Sydney, with Ronan Kelleher on the replacements bench. There are 3 Englishmen and 3 Scots starting, and once again there is no player from Wales. James Ryan has earned promotion to the team, while James Lowe drops out of the matchday 26. Joe McCarthy and Mac Hansen have failed to recover from foot injuries. Saturday Sport will be turning to rugby for its live match this week. Michael Corcoran and Niamh Briggs will be in Cork for commentary on the Ireland women's team against Scotland in a World Cup warm-up game. Kick-off is at 2 o'clock, and hooker Cliona Maloney has been telling Michael about their recent training camp.
Yeah, it was very tough from a physical demands point of view, and we incorporated a lot of mini team challenges in relation to team bonding. So Ruth Montgomery, our stats sport analyst, she was actually in charge of organising all that, and she came up with some very inventive ways of getting everyone involved. Like, even if you were off feet or, load managed or injured or whatever, you were still in your mini unit, and there was ways you could contribute or win points for your team off pitch. A big part of enjoying your rugby career is winning and feeling successful and feeling like you're achieving things. And playing at a Rugby World Cup is an important goal to show to all of the young girls and boys in Ireland. And because it's so close, we really want to try and bring the Irish people with us. So performance is at the top of the pyramid, but then also feeling supported and having everyone the Irish supporters are the best in the world. And this is as close as it could be to home, so we really want to display that to everyone.
And how important are bonding exercises, are non-rugby related things in terms of keeping everybody together? How important is that in terms of the overall group?
It's huge. I mean, look, you'll see it with the Lions lads that over the last 3 weeks have done a lot of stuff together off pitch. It really enhances the on-pitch performance if you're connected off pitch. So it's been great. And going down to Lynch was really good as well, just to get in the sea and go for a swim and chill out, get a coffee with people, chat to people not related to rugby. So it's good to get out and go somewhere else. There's a bit of live music obviously down there in Clare, and people could chill out and play guitar and have a laugh and stuff. And that's just as important as anything else, really.
That's Cliona Maloney there, sounding like she's doing a broadcast for Clare Tourism. The Women of the West will be out in force in their finery today for Ladies' Day at the Galway Races. The Guinness Galway Hurdle begins at 4:30. The overnight favourite is Put Your Hands Together, trained by Joseph O'Brien. Last night, Gordon Elliott won his 5th Galway plate in 10 years. 11-1 shot Western Fold took the honours, ridden by local teenage jockey Danny Gilligan. In golf, the Lynx course at Royal Port Call on the south coast of Wales is the venue for the Women's Open, an event that has never produced an Irish winner. Lauren Walsh was 1 over par after 7 holes. That's 2 shots behind the early leaders. Also on 1 over is Leona Maguire. She's not long underway, beginning a round with a bogey on the par 4 first hole. Anna Foster has an afternoon tee off. Two Irish swimmers have progressed to semi-finals at the World Championships in Singapore. John Short in the 200 metres backstroke and Ellie McCartney in the 200 metres breaststroke. Mona McSherry withdrew from that event. Roscommon's Donie Smith has retired from intercounty football at the age of 32. During his 14 years in the Primrose and Blue, the Boyle clubman won two Connacht Championship medals. Rashida Adelecki will miss this weekend's 123.ie National Track and Field Championships at Morton Stadium. According to Athletics Ireland, she's recovering from recent race exertions. And finally, the Ireland men's hockey team ran out 9-0 winners over the host Portugal in their Tier 2 European Championship fixture. Ireland progress as pool winners to a semi-final against Scotland tomorrow.